We now come to the second category of outcomes, handling the word. And the first outcome in this category, outcome 2.1, says, describe the big story of the whole Bible with Jesus at the center of God's plan of salvation. Tiffany Catron has provided a very simple summary of the whole Bible, which is freely downloadable, and which will help us when we look at some of the key points. The Bible was written over the course of 1,500 years by 40 plus authors and in several different languages. It records the rising and falling of major kingdoms and illustrates the love and sovereignty of our God through it all. It is the redemption story of God's love for humanity and the sacrifice he was willing to make for all of mankind through the death and resurrection of his Son Jesus Christ. By understanding the big picture of the Bible as a whole, it helps us understand how each story in the Bible interlinks and comes together to reveal the overall story of God's love and redemption. This is revealed in the 39 Old Testament and the 27 New Testament books. These are divided into the following categories or genres. In the Old Testament, the 39 books are divided into law, the 5 books from Genesis to Deuteronomy, history, which has 12 books from Joshua through to Esther. Poetry includes 5 books, namely Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Then there's the major prophets, which has Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And the 12 minor prophets, from Hosea through to Malachi, which brings the Old Testament to an end. The 27 books in the New Testament are grouped according to the following. There's history, the life of Jesus, also known as the Gospels, which are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. History of the Church, which is the book of Acts. Then we have Paul's letters to churches. There are 9 of these, from Romans through to 2 Thessalonians. Paul's letters to individuals, which includes 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. And lastly, letters by others. There are 9 of these, namely Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1, 2, and 3 John, Jude, and lastly, Revelation. As we will see in the next outcome, understanding the biblical genres and for what purpose each book was written helps us to understand the story of the Bible as a whole. Let's start by looking at the Old Testament. Genesis tells the story of the creation of the world and everything in it, including the heavens, the earth, the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve. It also records the fall of man into sin and its consequences, namely separation from God, our Creator, and source of eternal life. However, the beginning of God's redemptive plan for humanity is soon revealed, which includes God creating a separate nation for himself, often referred to as his chosen people. They are the Hebrews, later known as the Israelites or the Jews. This story begins somewhere around 1800 BC when God makes a covenant with a man named Abram to make his descendants a great nation. These people are to be blessed by God so they can be a blessing to all the nations of the world. Genesis describes how some of the first descendants of Abraham migrated to Egypt to escape a famine in their own land. After approximately 400 years, the book of Exodus describes how their descendants had increased to over 2 million people, but had become enslaved to the Egyptians. They cried out to God for help, looking forward to the day when God would rescue them from slavery. He answered their prayer by sending a leader and prophet named Moses to lead the Hebrews out of slavery and into the promised land. On the way there, God gave Moses 10 commandments, which A.J. Jacobs rightly says are, quote, often seen as the bedrock of Judeo-Christian ethics, end quote. Leviticus and Deuteronomy describe how God then established his covenant with the people of Israel through the giving of the law, which served as a binding agreement between God and his people. The requirements of the law were designed to set apart the Israelites as God's chosen people, protecting them and leading them on the path towards righteous living. Despite God revealing himself through miraculous signs and wonders, the Israelites turned away from God and slipped into idolatry and sin again and again, thereby delaying their journey into the promised land. After 40 years of their wandering around in the desert, God, as is recorded in the book of Joshua, raised up another leader, Joshua, who was called to lead this new generation of Israelites into the promised land. Under Joshua's leadership, the Israelites finally conquered the land of Canaan and entered into the promised land. Next time, we will continue from the book of Judges.